Welcome to the Nightbird Radio Podcast. I'm Timothy Saylor, and I'm going to be your host this evening as we sound out the subconscious, navigate the nocturnal, and explore the farthest reaches of our experience. Coming at you from the back of an 86 Dodge Ram van on the rolling foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains in the great forest deep in the heart of the Kali Yuga. This is Radio for the Hauntological Turn. And welcome back, Nightbirds. It's great to have you back, and it's great to be back. On this episode, I'm joined by Tina Maria. Tina is a channel, a psychic medium, a quantum healer, and so much more. Tina, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So real quick, before we get going, we had a lot of things that we want to try to touch on this discussion. Do you want to just tell the people, who you are, what you offer, and where they can find you?
Sure. So I actually have a website called Awaken Inner Peace. So it's www.awakeninnerpeace.com. That's mainly where people can find me. And what I offer is a tap in, tune in. This is the most popular one anyway. It's a tap in, tune in, and it's a pre-recorded message that I send to folks. And it's me really sitting with their energy and tapping in, tuning into spirit and their spirit guides, really bringing forward whatever it is they need. Sometimes it's messages. Sometimes it's energy work. It can be activations. It can be codes clearing. It can be all kinds of fun stuff. It's really like getting a gift from spirit. You really don't know what to expect. All I get is a name. So I don't know anything about these clients. All I get is a name, and the spirit just takes the reins and runs from there. And that is the most popular one. And that's the one that's kind of on fire right now. I also do Zoom sessions, which are live. So I'll sit with you live and do the same exact thing, but it's more of a live thing. Those are the main two. You can find me at awakeninnerpeace.com.
And they can find you on TikTok and
TikTok.
What other socials are you on?
Mainly it's TikTok right now. I haven't really expanded into, and I know I do need to at one point get into the whole Instagram and YouTube. And
yeah,
I was just having kind of fun with TikTok, and this last video blew up a little bit that I'm sure we'll touch on later, but this one video blew up a little bit. And
that's how I found you.
Yeah, I know. So,
and I love TikTok. I'm an unapologetic TikTok fan. People are like, "Why are you on TikTok?" I'm like, "Dude, I find the best stuff on TikTok.
I do
find
too.
Great musicians and like, I don't know,
so much talent. I love it. Yeah. It's unfiltered. I don't know.
And like, it's like clips. Who knows for how long that'll be. I'm just enjoying it while it lasts.
I know. It'll be sad when it goes away. If it goes away, I don't know.
If it becomes, it's what it seems like to me. Is that eventually things just kind of get co-opted, and it's like it might go away, or it might, like, what the spirit of what it is now might go away, right? Like,
right,
it may not be the same.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's taking on a life of its own, where I find it fascinating where certain groups of people are finding each other. And it's like its own entity in itself, where it brings, like, almost smartly, intelligently, people of like mind together. And I just find that like no other app. And I think that's why I like it so much, is how it makes you feel not so alone in whatever you're doing. It can be anything, really. And it just groups all these different people together. And it's just, I like how the algorithm works, to be honest, and you see the content that you are interested in. I think it's a great little tool, to, especially for spirituality, to let people know they're not alone and they're not crazy. I mean, I think it's a great little tool, and I'd be sad if it goes away.
We'll see what happens. There's always gonna be something. Like, I think the currents are kind of a fickle thing, right?
Yeah.
And they'll flow where they, through the path of least resistance. And once resistance occurs, the current doesn't go, it looks like it goes away, but what it does is it finds another channel.
That's true.
And
That's
so
true.
I'm optimistic in that way because I think there will always be the current of the seeker and the truth and all that good stuff. So yeah, I just look, it's going to be a weird future. It's going to get weirder
Oh
than it already
yeah,
has.
absolutely. The more I see, the more I realize people are changing the way they're thinking about life and in society and what they're like thinking about what's my purpose? Why am I here? And it's like really invoking people to think and sit and kind of discover themselves more. And I'm seeing more of that. And I don't know if that's just the algorithm or if I'm really truly seeing that, but that's my reality is I'm seeing people shift and change and be more open-minded than ever before. Like to have this conversation with you today about all of this, or me introducing myself the way I did, I would have never thought I was going to do that 5 years ago.
That's
Absolutely not.
awesome. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
awesome.
no way. Yeah, different
So
person.
speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about that. I want to know kind of like how you got to where you are now. You
Yeah.
know, was this always something that you were able to do, or was there always kind of a vein of spirituality running through your life? Or yeah, just tell, I want to hear about your origin story, you know, like tell me
Yeah.
about yourself.
Well, when I was younger, I always had a vivid imagination and I was always curious and but I didn't have visions at all. I wasn't like psychic. I have seen ghosts. I have seen that before, but that was when I was about a teenager. I did see a couple ghosts.
You want to
But
talk about those?
sure, I was probably 16 years old and I'm sleeping over my friend's house and I'm sleeping on the couch. And I'm laying there, and all of a sudden I wake up and I see, which I thought was my friend's boyfriend, who they were sleeping upstairs. And he's staring at me. So I sit up, my smart ass little self kind of gives him a glare, like, what the fuck are you looking at? I just looked at him and he's like staring at me. And then the way he went up the stairs, like, you got one eye open because you just got woken up. And I'm watching him go up the stairs and he's not walking up the stairs. He's like gliding up the stairs. And I'm like, okay, that was weird. And I went back to bed.
Oh my gosh.
The next morning I wake up and I say to her boyfriend, Sean, I said, hey, Sean, why the hell did you come downstairs and stare at me so weird like that? That was so strange. He's like, what are you talking about? Why would I go downstairs? I was like, I don't know. Did you come downstairs to use the bathroom or something? He's like, no. He's like, oh my God, Tina, you saw my grandfather. He's always haunting this house. He looked
I love it.
exactly like Sean. I was like, oh, okay. So there we go. Saw my first ghost. So yeah,
Okay,
that was
so you saw your first ghost, and then what was like, was that, did that like rock your world, or did that just
no.
confirm something that you already kind of maybe thought was going on?
It's always like I've always believed in the supernatural and always have been interested in it, always been fascinated with it, and it didn't scare or rock me at all. And I'm not exactly sure why it didn't. It should have, but I was like, oh, that's cool, and moved on with my life. And my life really was, you gotta have the house, you gotta have the kids, you gotta have the car, you gotta have the fancy job. And so I went to work straight away. I think I was probably 14 or 15 when I started working, and I just worked and worked and worked. And then I started at a corporate company, and my goal really was to be, some high-paid executive. And so I spent 25 years climbing that ladder and did it. I got there, and then I'm like, this kind of stinks. Got all kinds of money, but guess what? I'm miserable. I belong to somebody else. I had carried, my two phones around, and I'm constantly traveling. I never had time for my family. I was getting panic attacks, anxiety. I had to like build presentations for finance committees and all kinds of baloney overnight, and it was so stressful. I was like, it's not healthy for my body anymore to stay here. And that's, I think, when everything started to change and shift for me. That I was like, I gotta do something else. I can't do this. It's not sustainable. So I think that was a turning point. And I did try to leave, and they just kept shoveling more money at me. Like, oh no, we need you to stay, And then COVID happened.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of preparing myself to leave. And I started this little soap company, just as a backup plan, and not even knowing I would ever be where I am right now, you know, just as a backup plan and trying to plan myself, what do I want to do with my life? Where do I go from here? I spent my whole life thinking this is what I want, and it's not. It's something else. What is it? So instead of me, they told me I had to cut one of my managers, and instead of me doing that, I cut myself. So that was my way out of corporate. And I had all of this anxiety and these panic attacks to deal with. I was not functioning. I was, every minute of my day had been planned, and now all of a sudden it wasn't. And it was a lot for me to kind of handle. And when I went to the doctor, they're just like, you know, I was like, I don't know how to handle these panic attacks. They're like, oh, here's some drugs for you. I'm like, no, I remember her face when I told her that I didn't want the drugs. She was confused.
Oh, I bet.
Like, no one says they don't want the drugs. I looked at her and I said, I don't want to mask my symptoms. I want to know why I'm having them. I'm not working at corporate anymore. Why are they still happening? You know, she's like, well, you could try meditation and yoga. Have you ever done any of that? I'm like, no, I didn't meditate. I was like, what do? You just sit there and what? Like, I don't want to talk to that. You know what I mean? You mean you have to sit still? You know?
Yeah. For 10 whole minutes?
Shoot. I was like, yeah. And it was difficult. I was sitting and I'm going, you know how much shit I got to do right now? I got this and I got this and I got this. And I just like had so many things in my mind. It took me a really long time to finally get to quiet. Yeah. Because I was constantly badgering myself, thinking I was wasting time by sitting still. And that's when all of a sudden the visions started coming in. I'd see color, or I'd see a symbol. And I don't even know if I believed in spirit guides then. Like, I'd heard of it, but I never really, I don't know. It wasn't part of my reality yet. So yeah, that was how I first started. And meditation really is what kicked it off. And just sitting still is how it all began for me, and having to drop my career and leave that behind. And I feel like a lot of people, when they go through this, there's something they had to shed. And my boyfriend of 14 years, I had to let him go too. It was like, everything was crashing all at the same time. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I have to rewrite my life, and I don't even know what story to write. It was very confusing. Very, very confusing. You feel a little lost, you know, you have no idea what you're supposed to be doing. You're like, why am I even here? I just don't even understand what I'm doing. Or, you know, am I going to be able to feed myself? Like, I don't know, because you're so used to having the money. And like, I don't know, it was pretty stressful. But yeah, meditation. I started getting guidance through meditation, and I was like, ah, here we go. This feels right. You know, lots of crying, lots of purging, lots of shifting to get there, to get to that healing point, to be able to talk to spirit. But I was like, I can't tell anybody. They're going to think I'm crazy, you know.
I'm telling, I hear no voices, one. Y'all.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, by the way, you know, I didn't even know you could ask questions. I was just sitting there observing images for a long time. And then when someone said, do you ask questions? I'm like, what? You can do that? Like, why are you showing me this? What's this Hell for? Yeah. You know what I mean? You can really drill them. And that's what I do now, is I'm like, I don't understand why you're showing me this. This makes no sense. You know, I'll tell them that. And they'll present it to me in a different way so I can understand it. I mean, it's pretty wild. I would never, never in my corporate suited self think that I'd be sitting here in the woo-woos, you know, doing all the spiritual stuff.
I love it. I think it's so great. It's like, it's a great story. I think the images thing is really interesting when they show you images, because it's like, I really think that a lot of the time that image is coded with so much information that just seeing it,
yeah,
it starts something going on in your like energy body, you know, like,
I agree. Yeah. One of the very first symbols I saw was a triangle with wings. A triangle with wings. I had no idea what triangles meant. I was completely clueless to the spiritual world. And then I go online and I try to find it. And sure enough, someone else has drawn the same exact thing that I drew. And I'm like, whoa, what world am I entering? You know, what's happening? What do you mean this means I'm a creator? Creator of what? You know what I mean? Like it was wild. The symbols definitely put me down a lot of rabbit holes. I don't chase as much about the symbol meetings anymore because I feel like, I don't know, you just get to a point where you just instantly understand and you don't have to Google anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you. I used to do that a lot too. I think it's kind of just a stage that we go through. Like I was actually just talking about this on the episode I recorded last night. And so it'll be out before this. I'm hitting my sound cable. Check 1, 2. You hear me? Okay. Where I used to kind of chase those synchronicities and chase the images and chase the numbers.
Yeah.
And figure out, what does it mean?
Look them
what
all
does it
up.
Mean?
Yeah.
And nowadays, I just am like, oh, sweet. Thanks. It's just like a wink.
Yeah, that's what I do too. It's like a wink or something.
It's a wink. It's totally it. And and then also, I think that I actually don't have to understand because I know that most of the time I'll get told some shit. And even if it's like a straight up message, I think I understand it at the time, but there's way more to it that's going to unfold over time. And so now I just ride the wave.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to like, there's a quote from, there's Ursula K. Le Guin wrote a book and the quote is the title of the book. And it's, from, I believe it's a Chinese philosopher, Zhuangzi. And, it says, those who can allow understanding to cease where they're, oh, fuck.
I know where you're
I'm
going.
Butchering this quote.
When you stop overthinking, that's when
he
the
says to
come.
To allow understanding cease at what can be understood is a high attainment. Those who cannot do so will be crushed by the lathe of heaven.
Wow.
That's it. And so like I let understanding cease where at what can be understood. I don't try to grasp the unattainable or like, and because the thing is like, I am it. I am part of it. Like I have it within me.
Absolutely.
There's no like, there used to be this kind of like reaching, grasping, like I gotta find out.
Yeah,
but
I know.
It's like,
and
well,
that lasts for quite some time too, because you're just like, I don't know. You just want something to make sense. You know, I just
totally
need something to make sense. I mean, what is happening to me? Why am I seeing this symbol? Is anyone else seeing this symbol? Am I supposed to see this symbol? What am I supposed to do with this? What am I supposed to do with this? I don't know what to do with this, you know? And all along, it's just so that you can build your vision or you can be more in tuned or you can describe things in more detail. And you just, there, yeah, like you said, there's always a little bit more meaning to it. And we don't always necessarily need to know what that is.
Right. And you talk about activations. A lot of the time it's some kind of activation that like I'm going to experience it. I don't even have to understand how it works. Like
exactly.
When I'm sure you've experienced this or have had clients who have had stuff like this go on where like sometimes, and I call it journeying. I don't know what you spirit vision, whatever it is. Sometimes you'll go and then the spirits will like put something in you or like take something out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That happens quite frequently, actually. A lot of times it goes in the heart space. Like the person that I had a couple of weeks ago, it went in their stomach. Come to find out, she had lost a lot of babies. She was losing pregnancies, and there was something they put in her area, in that womb area. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Some
you know,
healing.
sometimes, you know, I had no idea because all I get is a name. I don't know any information. I find out later, you know, really what it's doing or what's happening. Cause it's not, a lot of times it's not for me to know, but the way they put things in your field, sometimes I see them in your field, like working and connecting things in your field. This lady the other day, she was, and again, I don't understand why they did this. It's just, I'm describing what I'm seeing, But they took her and they put her in a diamond, like a diamond, multifaceted diamond. She was in the center of it with her beautiful, bright heart glowing. She's in the center of this diamond. And then spirit is at each faceted corner. Like if you can imagine the top of the diamond before it meets the point part, there's like a line that kind of goes around, right? And at each point, there was like a white light being, and they were doing something
sweet
it to her. And I don't know what that was or what they were doing. It was like an attunement of some
yeah,
sort.
Yeah, it sounds like that actually
diamond.
Sounds like kind of like an experience that I've had during ancestral healing
Ooh.
Sessions. Where like, and a lot of the times, like these really the well exalted ancestors will
Yeah.
show up in these sessions or in these visions as really bright spirits. Like actually, like some of the brightest spirits I've ever seen were like ancestors, and I'm talking ancestors from like way back, you know, like
Yeah.
are you even a human type ancestors, right?
Oh, wow. That's cool. Okay.
And because, like, I think you kind of have to go back a good ways, even to find people who were like living in tune with nature, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there are people, obviously, but like a lot of the time, like, you kind of really have to step back to get that.
Yeah.
Like, the way it was put to me was like, we're basically reaching back in your ancestral lineage to the last ancestor that was like that was indigenous basically. And so for
Oh,
us
wow.
in America, it goes that takes some going. That's far
A
back.
lot of people
Yes, right, exactly.
get to
And
that.
so I love that stuff. That stuff's like some of
Well,
my
yeah,
favorite.
what is neat is about that is each one lived a specific life and had a specific experience. Sorry, my
I've got yeah, I've got a bird over
ah!
here too.
So they had each one had a specific experience or and they're bringing it forward as an impression on your own soul, on
Yeah.
you and your own experience. And you don't even realize how many impressions, well, if you think about how far back it goes, you know, like the Civil War was a big one that made a lot of imprints on family lineage. And some people are still ready to go to war. I mean,
Yeah.
they got that war blood from so far ago, they're ready just to fight someone. They don't care who it
Okay.
is. Just
And
like,
I
I gotta fight
really,
someone.
that's why I love the ancestral lens, because that explains it totally. Like the reason that they are still ready to fight someone is because they are literally being jumped into by ghosts who still haven't got over the fact that they fought.
Yeah,
And so
it's
like what we do
fragments,
in the
it's
ancestral,
fragments.
yeah,
Yeah,
totally. And so what we
yeah.
do in the ancestral healing is like moving them on, passing them on to the other side is just like integrating that experience here and now.
Yeah,
And then
everything in
like,
the present.
you know, say again.
Yeah, everything in the present, that's a key. Because your now moment is where you can heal. It's going to sound weird, but every now moment.
Yeah, no, it
Even though it's a
totally.
past experience, everything happens. It's just like you can go even in your childhood to an experience and it feels like that moment in time is happening now because it is, because you're reliving it in your mind.
And your body holds the
And
memory.
you can fix that or heal it or be there like you're an angel around them and change almost like that experience to heal it. And it's kind of wild how
So
that's possible.
this is where it gets really cool for me, because I love that.
Okay.
A time ain't even real. Like it's real,
No,
but like
it's not.
the
Just
way
humans need it. Yeah.
we experience it is like not the way it really is. And so I love thinking about this. You know, before we recorded, we were talking about like being, and this has been a theme for the last multiple episodes,
Okay.
being possessed by your higher self and being kind of like channeling the best version of me. Now, if you think about that, there could be a version of me in the future that is doing what you just described.
Yes.
Right now. And so when I have this spirit come and work on me, that could be me in the
Yes.
future doing healing on past self.
Yes.
That blows my mind. I
I
love
know. I know. But that is 100% accurate because I've seen it in visions. your higher self. I had a ninth dimensional version of me, blue.
Sweet.
Freaking blue.
Hell yeah. That's cool to be blue.
Come on. I wasn't even a physical being, really. I was like multidimensional, I guess. I don't even know how to describe it. Light, crystalline, something.
Yeah, ninth dimensional. I mean, I can't even comprehend it.
Yeah. It was doing something. I don't even remember, to be honest. I get this weird amnesia when I channel. And it's like I've gone stupid or something. It's like, why can't I remember half this stuff? I have to write it down or record it. Because when I go into this state, it's like a theta state. It's like a dream. And then I come back and I only remember part of it. And it's it kind of affects my life sometimes. I'm like, son of a gun, I was one smart cookie. And now I feel like I'm forgetting things all the time. And, or I don't know, it's a strange amnesia thing that happens when you're tuning in. It really
well, I
is.
I think that you're, it's like, I sometimes think of it like a, it's like I'm trading, right? Like I'm trading competencies.
Yes.
So like I'm getting better at like stuff on in another dimension, but this dimension I'm like I'm making a little some concessions, right? Like
Yeah. That's right. What do I got to give up to go here?
Well, it's totally like that. Like we another thing that we were talking about right before we recorded is like how do you go about normal life and stand in line at the bank?
Yeah.
After having these experiences.
Yeah, it's you're standing at a bank and you realize this whole thing is a construct. You're like, you have the awareness. You have the awareness that money is energy, yet you're stuck. You still got to pay this taxes on your property. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, I still have to participate. And my guides are always like, you're here to be human. Don't forget
yeah,
you're here
totally.
To be human and you need to do this experience. And I'm like, yeah, but I hate the money thing. That money part is so hard and a difficult one to kind of grasp that it's always going to be there and you're fine. But it, as soon as you think you're not is when you're not. And it's like, ah, that's a hard, it's hard to stay in that mentality of I'm always fine. I guess.
Yeah.
Because I think in our nature, we worry, we're like in survival mode or something that are we going to survive?
Yeah. And that's like a part of us that is like a really important part of my functioning mind is like the part of me that like needs to go get a meal and like, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
gotta go eat something.
Remembers to eat and remembers to drink. Like, there have been times in my life where I wasn't so in touch with that and it didn't lead to a healthy existence. Yeah, I like to think of the idea of like actually like one of the most spiritual things I can do is be fully incarnated.
Yeah.
Like, but it, like you said, it's hard and I forget that I'm doing the dance. Like I forget that I'm dancing and then I start to take the dance really seriously. And there's one thing about dancing is that if you are too stiff, you start to suck.
Yeah, you really got to go with the flow. You really do. I mean, it's an interesting balance of I'm going to be human and I'm also, you know, aware that everything around me is not as everyone else sees it.
Yeah.
A lot of people see it just as I got to work all day and pay bills and that's my life. And I'm just like, that is not it. We are not here for that. We're here to experience. And one of the things that Spirit said to me, which I found so fascinating, actually, I don't remember if it was for me or for a client, because I think she was done. She's like, I don't want to be here anymore. And they said something about, yeah, we understand, you know, when you're meditating and you're zooming out, you get a taste of the freedom and you're like, that's where I want to be. I don't want to be here on earth. So Spirit did this great thing where they showed the experiences of what it's like to be human. And they showed me her walking on the grass and feeling the grass beneath her feet, feeling the wind on her face, smelling the flowers. Those little simple experiences of drinking a warm cup of coffee, of laughing so hard with someone that your stomach hurts. They showed her all these like experiences of the human and how we forget how special it is to be human sometimes. We take it for granted because we get a taste of something else and we think that's what we want. But in reality, when we go to spirit, we're like, oh, I want to experience those things again, you know?
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, kind of is, kind of
I want
is.
To do that shit again.
Yeah, I want to go again.
Even
now,
though I was like
thinking,
screaming,
no.
I was screaming enough. While it was happening, like about to
Do you
throw
remember
up.
Those down parts? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Up parts are great, but don't forget about those down parts of that roller
Yep.
coaster.
And
Yeah.
each click I go up is another click I go down. Like
expansion contraction is a real thing. I mean, I find myself when I have real, real highs, I already know that I'm going to need to rest for a couple days, or I'm going to go through the shit. You know what I mean?
Oh
There's
yeah, my
all kinds of stuff. I'm going to trip. I'm going to stub my toe. Things are going to fall when I go in the cabinet. Like, stuff's just going to happen. And I just, now I'm just like, oh, okay. Something good's going to happen then if all this bad stuff's happening.
Yeah,
Something good's
totally.
coming. Something good's coming. I can tell. Cause like literally I'm trying to put this table together and all the parts are missing. I'm missing the tools, like, you know, just like those kind of human experiences. You're like, oh, okay, it's because something good is coming. And now
Yeah,
I
I
need
think
balance.
It's the same way in which I think that forgetting and remembering are the same action. They're just both different sides of it. One side is looking from one angle and one is looking at it from another angle. It's the same experience. Because I couldn't have one without the other. They're interdependent.
Yeah.
They're intertwined. They don't exist without one another.
Yeah.
True. And so that's a good medicine that I tell myself for when I'm just kind of, I'm like, damn, why do I keep forgetting who I am? Why do I keep forgetting what this is and getting sucked into it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, but that's what, like, something that, especially like angels are very fond of, like, kind of saying that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Very, just they got, when you have 1,000 eyes and you can fly, you can just see more.
Yeah, that's true. We only
Hell
got
yeah.
two here.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, we have three, really, because we've got our mind's
Right.
eye too, which I think most people don't even realize. That's you know, the vision is a pretty cool little way to see things differently. Even if you don't have the vision, you're just seeing things and noticing things different. That's a whole different way, like you said, perspective, really, I
And I
guess.
think everyone has everyone has a way of doing this that we're talking about. Like you see it in your mind's eye. I'm actually the same way. Like, it's in my mind's eye most of the time. I do see stuff. Sometimes out of the corner of my eye, I will see ghosts. But usually,
Yeah.
like, when I look, they're gone or they blend into the surroundings and it's just like turned out to be like a tree. But like, I know 100% that there was a
Yeah.
ghost there. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
people are like,
Yeah.
oh, that's just your eyes playing tricks on you. And it's like, well, that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking
Yeah.
at it is that it was a fucking ghost.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Yeah,
And they
exactly.
can actually both be true. At the same time, that's the cool thing, I think. It's not an all or nothing. It's like, this is all kind of flowing together. It's just an experience.
Experience. Yeah.
So that's interesting, though. Like, so what you talked about, you know, when something isn't going good, you know that there's something is going to come around the corner
That's going to be good. And
that's
if
going
you
to be
change your
good.
thought process that way, instead of thinking, why is my life so crappy? You know what I mean? So say everything is just falling apart around me and I fall into that trap and follow right along with my mentality of this is the worst. And it just drags on instead of looking at it and saying, oh, okay, something good's coming. Something good's coming. Something good's coming. That took a while to get to that space. I'll tell you what.
And I think sometimes, like, yeah, it does. That's difficult because
yeah, it is.
Those negative narratives, those negative stories we tell ourselves, I think they're spirits too, that there are just spirits basically saying like, you suck. And, I can just be like, be gone, you know,
yeah,
like
leave me alone.
You go. And then I'm going to call in someone that has a different story to tell me, something that fits. Right.
Yeah.
So what it made me think of was when you were describing your experience of working in corporate America.
Yeah.
And it's like all of a sudden your body is telling you, like,
My body was
hey,
shut. Yeah.
this isn't working. Like, I think
Yeah.
that's a macrocosm kind of version of what we're talking about, right? Like,
Yeah.
we get these signs and we get these nudgings and we get these experiences that show us, like, and a lot of the time we know the answer. Like, I know what I should be doing, or I know what I want to do, I know what my desire is, but like, it's kind of caked over with all this gunk.
Yeah.
And like, the experience you had was like, you were going to have increasing difficulty until you actually got on the path that you were supposed to get on, right? Like, do you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it was debilitating. I didn't even, I thought I was having a heart attack, to be honest. I didn't realize panic attacks could make you stop breathing like that. It was the most terrifying thing, and it would happen anywhere, even what I know now. So I
Hold on.
took
I lost you for a
quantum healing.
second.
Oh, are you there now?
Yeah, sorry. We were having a little bit of a.
That's okay.
It just lagged and kind of you cut out. But so, yeah, sorry. Go back to what you were
Okay,
saying.
if you want to. So our bodies are, so I was super stressed, having panic attacks, felt like a heart attack, thought I was dying. I had no idea panic attacks could be so bad, literally taking my breath away to the point where I'd hyperventilate, and it would happen unplanned anywhere. When even when I was having a good day, I'd have one, and I was like, I can't even go. I'm afraid to go grocery shopping. Like, what if I have one while I'm grocery shopping? Now, what I know is our bodies are always trying to work with us and communicate and tell us what we need. If you're tired, you should rest. If your back hurts, what's not supporting you anymore? Like, there's things with your feet, there's things with your hands. Your body is constantly trying to tell you. And help you, like make a move or make a change. And I find the whole body really fascinating. I feel like it's almost like our human suit is like it wants to work with our physical, I mean, our energetic. It really does. It wants to work alongside and not feel, I don't know, when we start to kind of push it away, it pushes back. And you
Yeah.
have to really listen to yourself. You have to, okay, I better rest because I'm going to get sick, and then you're forced to lay down. You know what I mean? So something will happen, like, you break your leg or something, and now you do have to sit down. You know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah, my body will
For
sit me right
extremes.
down. Sit my ass right down.
So that was my body telling me that I needed to make a change, and I wasn't listening, and I had no clue, to be honest, of the things that I understand now. But yeah, I took quantum healing hypnosis, Dolores Cannon. I don't know if you've ever heard of Dolores Cannon.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
She's fabulous. And I took this class and I learned how to do quantum healing hypnosis and take people into their past lives and then connect to their higher self. And that blew my mind that people could talk to their highest self, or the subconscious is what they call it in the classes. But I was like, I don't know. I think it just opened my mind to what existed. And so it changed my meditations. I'm like, I mean, is this me talking to myself when I'm in the car? Am I talking to my higher self when I'm driving in the car and I'm having a convo with myself? Yeah, it is. Like, why aren't you doing this right now? Why are you holding yourself back? Why are you hiding? Why aren't you telling people what you can do? You know, that's my higher self talking to me there. I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to. I'm scared. Everyone's gonna call me crazy, and I'm not ready for that. I don't want to be judged. I'm having this whole fucking conversation in the car with my higher self. Didn't even realize I was talking to my higher self this whole time. You know, it's
That's so
wild.
cool.
It is wild. I think the more aware we become, the more we realize how connected we are to our own energetic versions of self. I mean,
Yeah.
it is mind blowing for sure. Yeah.
And I think in a way, well, it's just like the same way that that the people that come into our lives, we are kind of energetically entangled with them, you know, and like I think that most people, at least most, I don't know how, like, exactly like a percentage or anything, but I think that most people we've run into in other lives, you know.
Absolutely. And
Absolutely.
I think it's definitely that way with spirits too, like with guides as well. Like, right? Like
Well, I mean, yeah, you have a Viking guide, you know that, right?
that,
So, yeah,
yeah, it's
so
so
you've
cool to hear
obviously had
confirmation of that stuff.
I mean, that was the past life experience, and he's like, "Hey, buddy, I got your back. I'll be your guide in this life. You go ahead
Right.
and live your life, and I'm here to help you."
And you
You
know,
know.
that's actually part of like Nordic soul like lore. Like
Oh, is
that's
it?
yes, there are parts of the soul. So like in the northern cosmology, it's kind of like in it's kind of like the ancient Egyptian stuff. Like you know how they have seven souls, or they talk about seven souls in ancient Egypt.
Oh,
Okay,
cool.
yeah. So to the ancient Egyptians, you have seven souls, and you're made
Okay.
up of these different parts. And they're like distinct spirits almost, like, but they come together to make you for this life. And
Oh.
like, they each do specific things. I can't remember, and they've got names. But so in the northern tradition, it's the same way. I think you have like four, maybe more, but you're basically made of like some of them are ancestors that have come back to help you. So,
Yes,
yeah, there's like
absolutely.
female warriors that like come to like
Yes.
help you out. It's so cool. There's, and
Oh my
so,
God, you should see some of these guides I see. They blow my mind. They blow my mind. They blow my mind. There's planets. There's like, I mean,
yeah.
I can't even believe I'm even saying this, but there's so many different planets with all these different beings that are higher vibration than us that are guides too.
Yeah.
That like this woman had a Lyran, which is this lion being, and I literally saw everything he was wearing. I saw his gold velvet cloak with the little clasp, and gosh, he was. It was really interesting, and in that she was not fully in on her relationship, and she didn't understand why because she loved this guy. This guide and her had a deep, deep connection in another life on another planet. And she was deep inside of her missing him.
Oh,
I was like, what? I'm in this, I see this being. And he's like, yeah, we were soulmates and we lived 10,000 human years because there's no time out there. It's like human years, like 10,000 human years together. And deep down, part of her needs to let me go so she can experience what she wanted to experience was loving someone else, someone new.
oh,
I
that's
just
so
like
cool. I
what?
love it.
These
Yeah.
guides are beautiful. Andromedan is, I've seen Sirians, a lot of white light beings, blue beings. Some of them are tall, 15 foot tall. Some of them are pillar beings, like anchors, light anchors for Earth. I'm trying to think of other ones. I've seen some that look kind of like an insect, sort of. They got big heads.
I've seen some insect stuff going on.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's
Yeah.
weird legs, but you know, they're all absolutely beautiful. Boy, us as humans comparable to these guys are just like we gotta learn some lessons. Or maybe we
Yeah,
were them right at one point, but it feels like so different. Like they get it, they understand, and here we are still learning like a bunch of children. You
well,
know.
and you know, I think that we will too, like once we die and we're back where we came from, we'll be like, oh, I
Oh,
was just
that's
doing
right.
that for a little while. And here I am as like this light being with, you know, armor made of like the sun and stuff. Like, for real, like,
Now I'm that person, I'm that being, yeah.
totally. Yeah. And maybe I'll go help so and so this next time. You know what I mean? Like, I think totally that's what goes on. And so that's why I think it's so important to be kind to my body. Because if you think about it, like the way I try to describe it to people, to help them see it is like you wouldn't kick a dog that just needed to be taken care of and need, but was also like so faithful to you. Like my body has carried me this entire life. It has carried me through thick and thin. It's always been here. It has. Like these feet have taken me through so many places and through so much shit, like through the gates of hell, really. And so at the end of my life, I want to look at my body and be like, thank you. Like you are the, it's like a, like it really is like a faithful animal companion. It's
And it
just I
wants,
happen to be
yeah.
in it.
And it wants to hear that, believe it or not. I have had this one woman who was so, her body was having such a hard, it made me sad. And I'm watching her energetic body trying to stay, and I'm going to call her human body. It was like struggling to hold her because she was just such a high vibe being, energetic being, that it was having a really hard time holding her. And it was pleading for her to just, accept her body for who she was and just like try to be in line because she kept, I don't know if she was astral traveling a lot. I can't remember. She was coming out of her body a lot. And it's like, please, I want to be part of this too. It was like pleading with her. And it made me cry the way it was so desperate to just be accepted and just be, I am your body and let me be your body. I'm here. I'm here. I just need you to acknowledge me. And yeah, our bodies truly do hear us speak to ourselves when we say bad things, when we say horrible things to ourselves, our bodies feel that. And it creates, a little bit of a lower vibe in our body when we're always constantly talking down to ourselves. And that's a hard one too, because I think, I don't know, the whole I'm worthy of whatever is always hard to go through, and whatever physical thing that you hate about yourself, you kind of hate on. And yeah, that's a whole body image thing too. I mean, but it knows when you speak to it bad, it knows, and it feels that pain, like you said. Talk like you wouldn't kick a dog. I mean, you see something that you love, why would you do that? And we do all the time. We talk bad to ourselves. We really do. We beat ourselves up, but we just need to accept ourselves for the way we are, that we're okay just the way we are. We're just here to experience it. Let's have fun.
Yeah, I brought I dude this for one thing. I picked it, right?
Yeah,
I
you picked.
really believe that. I picked my body.
Yeah, you totally did.
And then also, it is a gift that was given to me by my ancestors that is also made of ancestors.
Yeah.
It is made of, like, I am made of my ancestors. And again, so some of those, sometimes, like, when we come to love our bodies and we come to be more embodied, like you're talking about your friend, we are actually participating in ancestral healing there too, because there were ancestors that didn't have
Oh
that
yeah.
experience, that weren't able to
Yeah.
experience that. And so that when we do it, we get to be like, hey, here's how. Look.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because
And
again, there's no time, right? So here
right,
we
it's all here.
are.
And I had her on just recently. That episode will be out by the time this is airing. So, like, but Marissa Gamberuti, she has like some really cool ancestral prayers for that
Oh,
very
nice.
practice. So check out her episode if you're listening to
Okay.
this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I've been through some of them. I'm like, how did I mean, some of the experience I had was being, like judged as a witch or those kind of things. Like
Oh,
someone calls
yeah.
me a witch, I'm like, no, stop that. You know what I mean? Like, because that is the trauma that I experienced somewhere in that ancestral line. There's like these little weird things that will trigger you. You
Yeah.
know, and you're like, why am I triggered by that? That makes no sense. I didn't experience that in this life. Why am I triggered by that? And it's like, oh yeah, okay, now I understand where that's
Yeah.
coming from.
It's extra work I brought.
Well, I picked this body, so I guess I need to work through it.
Yeah. So, okay, that brings me to, I want to talk about the vision that you had that connected us, really, like, 'cause
The Knights
that's so
Templar.
interesting to me, the Knights Templar stuff. Yeah, that's been like a theme that's kind of like, I've
Yeah,
always
that was.
been really fascinated by this, and I'm
Yeah.
not like by no means a Templar expert. Like, I really
Neither am
don't,
I. I had no
yeah.
clue before
I
this
have
mission.
like a History Channel Ancient Aliens understanding
Right.
of the Knights Templar,
Okay.
you know, like. But I've always been fascinated by them. So yeah, do you want to give a rundown for the people that haven't
Yeah, I
heard
can
about it?
totally walk through the vision. Again, I get this amnesia, so I brought my journal because. Yeah, when I go into these visions, I go into this state of mind where it's dreamlike and I forget. So if I come out of it, if I don't record it, if I don't remember to record it, because I don't know when I'm going to have a, some crazy vision like this, like I did about the Knights Templar. but I was told to grab a pen in my book before I did. So I was like, oh, something's coming. So the vision, I was sitting and I didn't really have any kind of intention. I was just kind of sitting and just kind of connecting and seeing what was going to come up. And all of a sudden I'm zoomed into this scene and I see these four men and they're going towards this building. And it looked like they had just come off their horses or something. And they're kind of shoving each other, pushing each other, just kind of joking and bantering. And they're walking up into this space. And then I had this sensation where I could feel one of them. I could feel the heaviness of what he was wearing. And I could feel like the chainmail arms. And I was getting a sense that he was a knight. And I'm walking and I'm watching and observing and experiencing all at the same time, which blew my mind. And I see them walking up and I can hear their feet stepping up into this inn. And we walk into this inn, and I'm going to say we again because I was him as well and observing at the same time. And I'm with these other guys, and there's four of us, and I can see that we're wearing the Knights Templar with the cross, the Red Cross on them. And I went, in my mind, I recognized them as I was watching it, going, oh, that's Knights Templar. And they walked in, and I'm looking around at this inn, and it's pretty fairly empty. And I had this whole sense of fear, like I was kind of afraid. And I was very thirsty. We wanted to get something to drink. And we walk up, and this guy's like, it's funny because my human me self was like, I really need water, but they had no water. They only had ale. And I never clued in that, of course, until everybody on the video was like, yeah, they didn't have ale back then because the water was no good. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm just having this vision, yeah, there's no water. And I was like, ale, I hate ale, like in my life right now, I'm like, oh. And I was like, okay, all right, that's what they drink, and that's what they drank. And I remember thinking we strategically had to sit in this corner of this space so we could see the door. And I remember thinking in my mind, that we were being hunted. So we're sitting in the corner and we're just observing. And I remember just sitting there for a minute. I'm looking around at this, dusty inn, and I asked Spirit, why the fuck am I having this vision?
Like, why am I here again?
What is happening? Okay, I'm sitting in the corner, Knights Templar, but I don't understand. What the fuck is going on? And Spirit goes, I want you to listen to their conversation. I'm like, that's new. I'm like, okay. So I listened to their conversation, and let me see if I can get it. I got to put my glasses on because I'm old. The first guy says, I don't want to die. And then the other guy goes, we are the last few left. How do we make sure that the knowledge is not lost? And the other guy says, the knowledge, but we know that the knowledge is eternal, that we just go within. And then another guy says, well, what about the energy centers, the knowledge of these energy centers? And this other man says, well, we could place this symbol on those centers of energy in hopes that those who learn how to tap or tune into this knowledge will know. And then the other guy says, well, I don't want to know anymore. It's too much of a burden. And then one guy says, I don't want to die. I just don't want to die. And the other one says, but we're the last four keepers of this knowledge. And then he says, I don't want to die. I just don't want to die. And the guy says, do you really think that you can go back to a simple life knowing what you know now? And the answer was no. And then the other guy says, then my brothers, we are the last four. We will mark as many energy sites as we can and die knowing that we are eternal. And then I started to cry. I was so emotional at this point in my meditation. They all took their little wooden mugs of ale and they held it up and they clanked it together and they said, to eternal, to knowledge eternal. They just kind of raised their glasses and said, "To knowledge eternal." And I bawled. I cried afterwards because I felt their despair. I felt the despair of feeling like they're sacrificing their lives, and no one in their lifetime would ever understand what they know now, what they knew then, which is the stuff we know now.
Yeah, it's coming
it's
back.
Everything we know now. It's not a secret anymore. We know how energy works. We get
and
it.
It was guarded. It was well, and you know, that's why it used to be occulted. That's why it was the occult, because it was like, it wouldn't be, I don't know why, but it just seems like for the long time, this kind of knowledge had to go underground, and now it's come back to where like none of it's even hidden anymore. It's all
out in the open now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, if you think about it, all the religion took over. You had to have a specific, everyone had to have a religion. That way you can, you know, which pit people against people and caused all kinds of wars, you know. And if anybody's going to speak different outside of the box like that, they're going to get burned alive. Nobody
yeah, and they
be
did.
Burned alive.
And there were Christian crusades against Christians. So one of the guests I had on recently is Amanda Mariamne Radcliffe, and she has spent a lot of time at Montsegur, which is where the Cathars had their last stand. And the Cathars were a sect that, I mean, you'd call it Christian, but like it would be to like a modern Christianity, or to like a modern Christian, they'd be like, that's not a Christian. You know what I mean? It's very Gnostic, and considered kind of heretics. But for the longest time, they were just allowed to do their thing, right? And so they had the Albigensian Crusade was a crusade that was waged against these people. They called them the good people, but they decided eventually, like, we want their land, we want their gold, and we can't have this. We can't have this knowledge.
Yeah.
And so they waged a crusade against them, and they burned them all or killed them all at Montsegur. And what's interesting is that what she was telling me is that there's a connection to the Templars there, and that the Templars actually defended the Cathars.
Wow.
At Montsegur, and throughout that campaign, that they actually were protectors. And which gets me to the thing that I really was interested to talk with you about is, so to knowledge eternal.
What a strong statement, huh?
So the word
knowledge eternal.
The word knowledge,
like,
comes from a Greek word.
Okay.
That is gnosis, which is, it's a type of a knowledge, right? It's a type of knowing, but that comes, it's illuminated from within.
Yeah, it is.
It's like you can't tell me, I can hear it 1,000 times, but once I really experience it and know it within, then I have the gnosis. And so the Gnostics were these, and there's a ton of different sects that were considered Gnostic, but it was considered a heresy to have this idea of gnosis. And I think that's what the Templars also found out, you know, in their excursions to the East. And when they went into the temple, you know, they touched on this current of gnosis, of the true gnosis. And the church, that's not profitable for the church, for there to be gnosis,
that's right.
for there to be divine illumination from within. You talk about, they said, we just go within. That's one of the things that really clicked for me. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yes, they're
just
talking
go
about the
within.
Gnosis.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for the church wants to be able to tell you and dictate from to you top down what you're supposed to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, most of people couldn't even speak the language that the Bible was written in. It was the Latin Vulgate. People didn't speak Latin.
Right, that's
there's a
true.
whole liturgical language. And so that was another barrier, right? And so the idea of like being able to be illuminated from within and have this divine knowledge from within was like bad for business. And
Absolutely.
they stamped it out. They burned you for that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you think about how much turmoil religion has been through in our past, I mean, it's all about control. It was all about control. And in some cases, in some places, religion helps people, absolutely, but also sometimes it controls people too. I don't have a religion. I don't want to be put in a box. I
Yeah.
see beauty in everything. I get love as a connector with everything, but I am never going to be put in a box. I want to believe what I want to believe, and no one else can tell me differently because I, again, can go within and get my own answers. I don't need to
Yeah.
go external. You ever watched all those TV shows where you see the aliens with the big satellites and they want to contact somebody from outer space? I'm like, oh my Lord, all they got to do
Yeah.
is sit in a room and they can do it themselves. But there they are, they got all these machines, and we're gonna get in their spacesuits and travel. And I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, they got it all wrong,
Yeah, that's really interesting to me, and I think that's really a good image for how we've gone. I kind of think of it as lopsided or out of balance, because like there is definitely like a use for technology, but it should be developed in concert with spiritual technologies, right? And you're talking about like you could just go into a room and do it. Like we think for technology to be advanced, it has to be some like fancy gadget or like something that blinks or like some sort of mechanical object. It has to be physical, discrete, clank, clank, clank when I knock on it, right? But to these people and to the spirits and to the ancients and to, those who know the reality behind all this, like understand that and understood that there are other forms of technology, and that and
We are the technology. We have a
oh
hard
yeah.
time realizing that we're circuited, right? We're circuited in a human body, but we also have a soul. We also have this energetic connections to everything. It's just,
Yeah.
can we clear it and can we accept it? Can we trust it? Can we go within to be able to clear our, I call it the engine, your heart space, because that is the engine. Everything definitely needs to work, be able to connect. But like your heart is your engine, is like, can you accept it enough to be able to go and see? And I'm like, I've seen some of these. They look like matrix codes, kind of. You
Yeah.
know, just like these little connections. Okay, now we're going to connect this over here. So now you can whatever it is that you need to do next in your life. Here we go. Let's make this connection. We are the technology. And it's
Yeah,
like
I like that. I like
we
that.
ourselves don't even give our own abilities credit to what we are capable of, because I think for years we have been told that's nuts. That's crazy. You're nuts. You're crazy for even thinking that. Let's put you in a corner with the crazy. You're the crazy group over here. We don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah. And what you do, but I think actually, like, that's actually coming back around now, because what you do when you put baby in a corner, so to speak, right? Like, when you like shut that stuff off, when you push it down into the shadow, it actually causes it to explode out into the world in ways that you'd never even see it coming from. Like, you actually can't, I mean, it's like a flowing water. Like, you can't actually block it, because the thing that you're blocking it with, it will eventually like explode that shit.
Right, it's putting pressure against it.
So we're using our systems and our structures that we actually like build our society with, and we're using them to hold back an inexorable flood. And then we're gonna get surprised when the whole thing comes down. But it's like,
Which
yeah,
I
but
feel. I mean, do you feel that? It feels like that's happening. Does it not feel like that's happening right now? I mean, it
totally.
feels like there's resistance. Like
Yeah.
there's a lot of us pushing back on, I mean, you see these kids and stuff, they're like, no more, we're done.
Yeah.
Like they're just, I love this new generation that's coming up. They're just amazing. But they're pushing back and saying, I don't want to live to pay my college degree, I don't
Yeah.
want to live to work, and I just want to live. I just want to live, and I want to be free. And I think a lot of us want that. And I think finally you're seeing it shift and change. And like you said, it's like putting pressure on all those things that need to get out. We're putting all that pressure, and something is going to go. Something somewhere is going to have to leave this reality, because it's not going to be able to handle all of us saying, this is not what we accept anymore. This is not what we want for our reality.
Yeah, we don't have to feed it. And we're not going
we
to.
We don't. And we're pushing it, that, putting that pressure to move it. And I find that fascinating because I like how you put that. I like how you stated that. It puts that little bit of pressure. So it's got to go somewhere. Something's got to go so something new can come in.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And that's again, what we're seeing.
Yeah, I feel like you see it even with the Earth. Earth is like, get off of me.
Yeah, or like acknowledge me and like.
Yeah, work with me because I'm going to be cleaning house shortly.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to just wipe this area away and wipe this area. It's like the whole Earth is crying and trying to express emotion. And like we express alchemizing, you know, how we alchemize when we cry. It's like doing that same kind of process. Like I need to balance myself because I feel out of balance.
Yeah, and the Earth is going to be fine. But like,
I totally
whether we're, here, whether we're here or not.
I know. You know? It will come back.
Yeah. Like, you know, and
yeah.
It's like, yeah. I don't know. Like, what do you ever, this might sound like a tangent, but I don't think it is. Do you ever see stuff about Atlantis? or do you ever look there?
So I have had levitation dreams as well as seeing visuals of. It was interesting. It was my mom actually was teaching a group of people how to levitate things and levitate herself. I'm like, is that my mom? I think that's my mom. You know, like in my life now, that was my mom. I have seen little quick snips of that, but the one that I saw the most clearly was Lumeria.
Oh, cool.
And I to do this quantum healing stuff, I wanted to take an in-person class so I could really get good at it, kind of sharpen my skills, make sure, you know, you're putting these people in a state. I want to make sure, you know, I experience it too. And I was just starting to practice channeling. And it was in Hawaii, which I was like, I never wanted, had no desire to go to Hawaii. It's too expensive. It's so far away. You know, I'm on the East Coast. That's a long trip out in the middle of nowhere, right? But I was drawn to go to this thing. So I go there and the energy shift that I experienced in my body, it was almost like, I don't want to say pressure. Like it feels like pressure, like something's got to go in my body for something new to come in. That's a good, I'm going to use that from now on. But like, I could feel like some sort of pressure when I was there. And apparently there was a whole 3-day event before I showed up and some channelers were there, which I had no clue on, right? I just started to play with channeling and was doing it by myself in secret. You know, but no one was hearing nothing. And I met this girl and I was to hypnotize her and she was to hypnotize me. And when I went to try to take her through it, it wasn't working. It wasn't working at all. And I was frustrated. I was so mad. I was like, maybe I can't do this. I was all down on myself. Remember how everything happens for a reason, right? So I go back to my room that night and I'm like, I'm going to meditate and I'm going to ask what the hell happened. I was brought through her life here in that place in Hawaii when it was Lumeria. And she was this beautiful being and her skin was a different color, which is fascinating. I was like, huh, humans were not this color. You know what I mean? There's just almost like a pigmented color. And she's like walking through and she's putting her hands on the leaves. Like she can talk to the leaves and the leaves. It was this exchange that was happening. She's walking along. And it was just this big leaves and she's touching them and she's talking to the animals. And there was these crystalline like buildings and the prism of light was so beautiful. So I'm seeing this vision and I'm channeling at the same time this message for this woman. And I'm recording it because someone had mentioned before I left, Tina, you should start recording yourself. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll try this channeling thing and I'll record it. So I was recording it and I'm taken through the scene where she's like going through with the ocean, just having this conversation with this ocean in exchange. And this place was absolutely stunning because it was balanced. It was almost like the earth and the people were aligned with the, like a living, it was like a co-op living kind of situation. And it was absolutely stunning. So the next day I said to the lady I was supposed to hypnotize, I said, you know, I got to tell you something. I did something last night. And I haven't told anybody, but I can kind of channel and I kind of have visions. And I did record it. And I had a whole vision of you in Lemuria. And I told her all of it. And she just, her face just went completely white. She goes, Tina. Oh, by the way, it got destroyed. I saw the whole destruction of the place. And she was trying to keep some secrets inside her heart space. It was a whole thing. But she goes, yeah, a channel was here 2 days ago. And said the exact same thing that you just told me about this place, described the plants, described how it was cooperative, like living, described the crystal-like buildings with prisms of light everywhere, and how it was like an exchange, like a tree. When you breathe out, it breathes in. It was like that kind of living in this place called Lemuria that was completely ultimately destroyed because of some, I couldn't see it quietly, but quite. Didn't quite see what was coming in, but it felt like other beings sort of trying to take control. And it just, the whole place just ended up being in flames. And she eternalized all this knowledge that she had inside her being, locked it away. And that's why I couldn't hypnotize her because she had it locked in her being. No one's going to ever find out anything that I know. And that's why I couldn't hypnotize her. And I was like, oh, okay. And so, anyways, it was wild. It was the very first experience that I had of Earth being another, looking like another planet, really.
Yeah, it's like a different iteration of Earth. It's like
It really
well,
was.
it's like I think of it like I think the way it works personally is just the same way that like we have past lives.
Yeah.
Earth has past lives. Like there's different
It feels
incarnations.
that way. Oh, that's a good way of thinking of it. Yeah, past versions of experience. It's like, how the heck did we get to be these beautiful beings, completely working aligned with the earth to forgetting our powers? And
Yeah.
now it's like,
And
wow, that's.
so it's cool because like I'm glad you brought that up because okay, so that's what I'm talking about when it's like when you're going back that far sometimes to get like this bright ancestor. It's like going back to those timelines, those
Yeah.
versions of Earth. That's so cool. I love it.
I think they said 25,000 years is I think what they told her. I can't remember clearly, but it was like an incredible amount of years ago. I was like, well, how old is this earth? I remember thinking, going, what? How old is this place? You
Yeah.
know? 25,000 years? What? You know? That's crazy.
It's old.
Yeah. So yeah, she was holding everything inside her. And but there is. I had not seen Atlantis. But I've seen Lemuria. Atlantis was more about, I saw people teaching each other stuff that we used to be able to do. We used to be able to levitate things and ourselves. And it was a very small glimpse of that. And that's the only thing that I've ever seen on Atlantis. I've read about it a little bit, but
Oh, is that how
that's,
they built the pyramids?
I don't know. I thought that, immediately thought that. I was like, oh, if they could levitate things, I wonder if they could levitate those blocks and move them, you know? I was like, they had that skill set. Did they have the skill set at the time in the pyramids? I have no idea. It feels like they should have. Some people maybe left that could do that. Maybe they
Well,
were from
and
Atlantis, those last
I don't
bloodline.
think we have any idea how old those pyramids are either. Like, I think that the best guesses are like still short.
The
My
pyramids are
that's my
interesting.
thinking.
There's something with the pyramid. I keep seeing that dang pyramid in all kinds of visions and all kinds of different ways. I'm like, my Lord, I see it as a grounding device, as an amplifier, as a cleanser and clearer, as a communication device. I'm like, what else can it do? I saw some woman, they were showing her in her Egyptian life, she created a tool with the pyramid to cleanse her aura and energetic field with a column of light. She sat in the middle, visualized it, and it cleared her energetic field. I'm like, dang, is there anything else those pyramids can do?
Do you
Like,
think that in the wrong hands it could have been used as a weapon?
so remembering this, in order for you to tap in and tune in, you have to heal yourself, right? So my belief, I don't know. I feel like they did have to protect a lot of stuff. I don't know how that could have happened because I feel like in order for me to be able to tap in, I had to do so. Love is the engine. Like how are they able to tap into a technology that love is the engine of? I guess that's where I get conflicting thoughts because I feel like in order for me to tap in, I have to go to this space of of love for myself and for the person that I'm reading, and to use technology and to be in that technology. I see the white light from your chest expanding out like you're the battery. And I'm like, well, then why were we so afraid of it being used in the wrong way? I've asked that question. And there's certain tools that you have to be high vibe in order to have it function, not low vibe. There's a vibration and frequency that's required.
Yeah.
You can't get to that frequency and vibration if you're a Debbie Downer. You know what I mean? You just can't. That's what I believe. Now, did they have knowledge of other ways of mass destructions? Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did.
Well, I think that so that's really interesting that you mentioned that. If there are certain things that can only be used if you are high vibe, I think it kind of stands to reason that there are certain things that can probably only be used if you're low vibe. Like maybe you have to be a very special type of low vibe to make an atomic bomb that just disintegrates people, you know? Like I don't honestly see that being a good idea to anyone but someone that's just
So
on a really low vibe trip, you know?
I agree. Yeah, I agree that if there's high vibe, there's always an opposite somewhere out there.
And I'm not trying to bring about fear. It's an interesting question.
No, I don't, fear is human based, right? Fear is, we base that, it's our own creation. I've seen it, a shadow of a person one time, and I asked what it was, and it was someone's fear of something. I can't remember, of a person, I think it was, that she had to dissipate. It creates an energy, everything's energy the way I see it. And you can, with fear, create things. Just like with love, you can create things. It's like insane. Energy's energy. It doesn't matter, you know, to it.
I can use fear to create a whole false reality around my life and what I'm doing and what people think of me. And then I start to make decisions out of that. And then all of a sudden I'm in a shadow realm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I can do that. I've done it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you see all kinds of people suffering out there in their shadow world. And then you're attracting all kinds of other shadows of everybody else. You're absorbing their crap. You know what I mean? Like you're like a, you know, like a little sponge of negative energy that's also absorbing everybody else's negative energy until it comes so overwhelming for you. Yeah, I've seen that. And a couple of things that I've seen, and I'm like, oof, man. I have the greatest admiration for people pulling themselves out of that kind of depth of darkness. I have the greatest amount of admiration for that.
I love
because
it.
Because when the way I saw it, I was like, I don't know if I could do that. You know what I mean? That is intensely overwhelming. Intensely overwhelming. The feeling of being despair and feeling lost and lonely, and then on top of that, being like attacked with all of everybody else's lost and lonely. It's like a pool of lost and lonely and overwhelmed. And I don't know how to describe it. It's that's dark stuff for sure. And so when people come out of that dark and go to the light spot, find themselves again, and it's like, man, you're one shiny star to be able to have done that. You know, you really are. Really
yeah,
are.
I love, it's a beautiful thing. I love a redemption story. It's just, I think it's just, it makes the whole thing make sense for me, you know?
How will
Like,
you
oh,
ever
wow,
know?
This had to be this way so that that could happen.
Yes.
Oh, I get it now, right?
Yeah. I always say, how will you ever appreciate the light if you've not seen the dark?
Yeah, totally.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's with all people. When I look at them, it doesn't matter.
333.
333.
Yeah. Hell
it
yeah.
Doesn't matter. You know, everybody's has their own experiences. There's no judgment. They're going through an experience, and it's their own, and mine is my own. And yeah, you see other people, and I don't judge them for where they are. You know, that's just what they're experiencing, and that's what they're experiencing. That's not for me to understand why. They're the ones that have to kind of unravel themselves. You can't always save everyone. You can't. You have to let them do. They have to decide for themselves.
Yeah, the free will piece is big.
It's a big deal.
And that's
Yeah, I
another
see that a
reason I think
lot.
we
They're
come.
like, you were saying it the other earlier too, is my guides can, or like you can get the higher self that's going to tell you, but in your mind you'd be like, nah, fuck you, I'm gonna do what I want. I don't want to do that. I don't want to get in front of people and do that. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want a milkshake and cheesecake, dude.
Yeah,
Like, what
leave
are
me
you talking
alone.
about?
Free will's a big deal. Or they can say, you could have this wealth and happiness if you would just do this, and you yourself have to make that decision. They're like, we can't do this for you.
Yeah.
You have to do this yourself,
That I think is really the difference between, personally, I think that's the difference between religion and spirituality. Is
Yeah.
that spirituality show equips me to be able to take the action myself. And
Okay.
religion, I'm like sitting there and waiting on God to do it for me.
That's true. I never thought about it that way. Yeah, this reading this book and this verse is going to save me, or going to church every Sunday is going to save me.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it helps someone else, or maybe the singing. There are certain things with church. Okay, hear me out here.
Yeah.
When everyone is standing up and singing all together,
Oh, it's great.
beautiful, beautiful,
I loved it.
beautiful. That
Yeah.
is the most beautiful expression of your soul to all bring come together in a feeling of love. You know what I mean? So that there are some things that are beautiful that I see, and I'm like, well, at least they have that. At
Yeah,
least
there's
there's.
a lot of cool stuff, and I think a lot of the stories are good, a lot of the myths are good, a lot of the teachings are good. Like, there's good stuff. I just think like it doesn't have to be administered by like
Control.
a control structure,
I
right?
agree.
Like
Yeah.
you could do all that in a Lemurian way, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
You
doesn't you
could.
don't need to go. Yeah. I mean, granted, I do think there are states where if we come together as a group, there's huge power in that. We all
Yeah.
have the same intention and we all come together. That whole group prayer thing, that is absolutely something that works.
I did. So do you know the like power of eight intentions?
The power of what?
Power of eight intentions.
No.
You'll understand it immediately when I talk about it.
Okay.
It's just getting together, and like the way it's put in the book is like you get eight people, but it doesn't matter how many people, honestly. It's just more than one is gonna be more juice, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you get together a bunch of people and you hold an intention for it could be healing for someone, it could be like a job for someone, it could be like for someone can experience abundance, it can be like for someone to find a partner, like doesn't matter. Just like something good for someone else. And then you sit there with the people and you hold that intention, like Tina has a great afternoon or whatever it is, right? And like everyone holds that intention into their in their heart space or wherever they do it.
Yeah.
And for about like 10 minutes or so, and that's it.
Yeah,
And
that's
like
super
it,
powerful stuff.
and so I did one.
So
There's
people are
a
out there doing this stuff.
yeah,
It's
people are doing this.
wonderful.
And w like I've mostly done it online, like over Zoom. But like, and
Yeah.
it still
There
works.
is
But
this.
the
Oh,
one
yeah.
time I've done it in the presence of other people was a trip that she's a guest on here too that comes on frequently. Lindsay Stark puts on a wizard camp, and it was a
Fun.
bunch of a bunch of weirdos in the woods. Like,
Yeah,
and
nice.
we so the campfire had gone out, and we sat there to do this intention, and it was that everyone, would find their way home safe or something like that. And
Okay.
it was at the end of the week. And we sat there and did this intention, and then when we all opened our eyes and came back, the campfire was going again.
Oh. I
Yeah,
love
like the campfire
that.
lit back up. Like,
I love that. Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff. I've seen even the simple things like I've seen one vision of all of these people were sitting around seeds for their harvest. the actual seeds that they were going to be planting. And I'm looking and I'm going, what are these people doing? You know, I'm just observing this vision of these people sitting in a circle around these seeds. And I'm listening and they're talking about how they're talking to the seeds. They're
Hell
telling
yeah.
the seeds that they're going to grow abundantly, they're without disease, and they were going to be beautiful, and how much love they had for them, how much thanks and grateful. And I don't know, they were just infusing it with so much good. And I was like, oh, there's power in that too. I
Yeah,
mean,
they
how
used to do that.
fascinating, even the simplest things that we can do that with water, with the food that we eat. I mean, the car that we drive, even. I
Yeah.
mean,
Yeah,
yeah.
totally. I'm into it.
But
I
with
think
more
that's what.
people, the more people, I think the more powerful for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just what prayer is. Like, that's prayer at its most basic, right?
Well, yeah, somewhat. I mean, have you ever seen these concerts where everyone sings the same song at the same time?
Oh,
Just
it's
they go
powerful
on to
to be
like a,
there.
oh my gosh,
Yeah.
what a beautiful thing that is. Everyone's singing. I don't know. I just saw one where they were singing a Queen song all together. And I'm
Yeah.
going, wow.
I love it.
All of them
There's
together in sync. So
amazing
much power.
energy. Yeah.
You can feel it. Even just watching the video, I'm not even there and I'm watching it and I'm feeling it. I'm like, that's bringing me to tears and I'm not even there. You don't have
Yeah.
to. Yeah.
You talk about fields, like this thing is a field right now, and everyone that listens to this episode is joining into the field that's being created. Like, I love that stuff. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because it's opening, or maybe there's something that we say that opens something in somebody else, and we don't even know that we're participating in something that's helping somebody else. You just don't even know how much
Well, and then
one
you get into some
helps
really
another.
cool. Yeah, sorry.
No, that's
I
exactly.
cut you
Yeah.
off.
That's okay. Go ahead.
You said you never know how much one person can help another.
Yeah. You never
Yeah.
know how much one person can affect another person's life and how many. It's like the butterfly effect, like they talk
Yeah.
about, it affects another person. It is kind of wild.
And so what I was going to say is you get into really cool ideas like the idea of a lineage. And just like you have ancestors of your blood, you also have lineage ancestors who the easiest way to put it is like, these are ancestors that did what I do. And so you have lineage ancestors of healing, visions,
Sure.
everything that you do. Like when I start to do that, I step into that line of people that have done that down the line of history.
Okay.
And so now take that as, what is the lineage of a group that gets together to share information and to pass knowledge and ideas and to share the secrets of knowledge eternal with the people so that they can improve their lives? We have stepped into the lineage of those four Knights Templars that you saw.
That's true.
That's
Look
what
at
we're
how many
doing right
people
now.
did. And look at how many people did too, if you're thinking on that same thought.
Yeah.
That video and the comments, I was getting at least 100 an hour. And it was like the amount of people that resonated with it was like, this is kind of interesting. So many people were brought to tears by these four men of this random vision that I have and explain, and it feels so real to so many other people because it was absolutely real because I was experiencing it like it was happening now.
Yeah.
That it happened too with all the people that I told the story to, that they went there in that space, in that realm, in that with them, and felt the whole to knowledge eternal. You know, that it resonated through their being. It blows my mind. I mean, like so many people are like, oh my gosh, I've had a vision like that, or I've seen this. And I was like, I forget how many thousands. It was like 350,000 something. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. That's
That's a lot of
wild.
people
That's
that
really
you
cool to
think
think
about
about.
how connected we really are.
Yeah.
How is it that we all can understand that and feel that and sense that? And relate with that. That's a lot of us. That's
Yeah,
kind
and
of
that field, and you're talking about, you know, the more people kind of participated in it, the more juice, like that concert where everyone's singing together. What is 350,000 people singing together like?
I
You
know. Can
know,
you imagine?
well, I kind of can because that's happening. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, that's true.
That's what's that's the cool thing about the technology. So like there's always an upside, right? And like I can like bitch about technology and stuff, but like the upside to this technology is the amount of people that it can bring together. And I think that like it really is going to be like what allow like it has been what's allowed this information to come back around.
Yeah.
And so even if this thing was created in order to control people, it
We can't.
can't
We
do it.
can't. I
'Cause you
can't.
can't
I
like
agree.
life finds a way like Jurassic Park, like
Yes.
nature is going to bust through the like the water's going to bust through that wall, the vine is going to grow over the tower, like life will find a way and it will bust through. And like so even if this thing was created for the purpose of like you know even if it was just created for the purpose of just like selling t-shirts, it is going to be like the upswelling of spirit is going to just like take over it and flow through it because it's like
Yeah.
again it's that current
It's
it will
looking for a way.
find yeah
It
it
will
will
find its
find the
path.
best path to go through.
Yeah. What was, and when you say that, that happens even with thought.
Yeah.
So have you ever experienced where you have this idea? You're like, wow, this is a really great idea. You ponder it and you always have this great idea and you do nothing with it. Someone else comes out with it a freaking year or year later.
Totally. Yep. The
If you
muse.
don't take action on it, guess what? That little flow is going to go to the next person.
Yeah, the muse doesn't wait on us. The
No,
muse has to get the idea
doesn't.
out. Yeah.
No, you get an idea, you better act on it because someone else is going to get it. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? I'm like, damn, I didn't know that that's how that worked. But
You gotta
sure as shit, it
catch.
goes through the consciousness and it finds the next person.
You gotta
Because
catch the
that
lightning.
idea is going to come out. Yeah, it's wild. It's wild how it works even with
It
thoughts.
doesn't care about my meat suit. It doesn't like. But the cool thing is,
Next.
when I honor it, then more ideas come, and then more of that
Yeah.
comes to me because like it's like the spirits see it and say, "Oh, this person acts on it. Let's go to them first." I really think
Yeah.
that's how it goes.
Yeah, I agree. I agree too. I mean, I've even experienced that with some of the things that I'm picking up on or changing or shifting, even in my own gift sense, I suppose. The more I am accepting it and being curious to explore it, the more I'm given. Like, you just be curious, try it, see if you like it. If you don't, then, you know, then do something else. You know what I mean? It's like, just be curious with it. Give us the chance to kind of take some actions on it and kind of understand it. And yeah, I feel like it does. It continues that way, that little flow.
It's playing, you know?
Yeah, be curious. I like that when they say that. Be curious. I'm like, okay,
Yeah,
I like
and
that.
play.
Be
Like,
curious. Playful, a little playful.
I think that's what curiosity really is all about, right? 'Cause again, like, once I'm taking it so seriously that I become set in my ways, my curiosity is extinguished
Yeah.
because if I think I know,
Yeah.
I got nothing to learn, right? Like, I can't learn
Yeah,
anything.
that's true. Yeah, being curious, yeah. That's a
Yeah.
big one, I think. Being playful and being in that mindset, because then a lot more seems to come to our way to explore. Though there is a downside. You can't overthink it either, because then it just like
Yeah.
stops the flow. If you're starting to like go down a factual thing and I don't know. It's something about experiencing it in the now and not overthinking something. Like,
Yeah, totally. It's about action, I think.
yeah, I agree.
Taking actions, and that doesn't necessarily mean like that doesn't, you know, some that can even sound daunting, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I just want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix. Like,
Yeah. But thinking like I'm really a firm believer in that like thinking does not has never made me smart. Like
yeah.
it is not what makes me an intelligent person. You know, when we call genius, the origin of the word genius is the same as genie. It's the spirit. Well, that's
Yeah.
actually that's jinn, so it's a little bit different, but it's
Yeah, but
like
I see what you're saying.
but it is the like a gene like genius is a word for a spirit. And so when you call someone a genius, you're saying that they're like, there's a spirit with them. And Plato said that he had a genius, you know, like the word for a spirit of place is a genius loci. Like, so it's not that I am like such a good at thinking. I didn't even make that sentence properly, but it's that I am able to tap into the spirit
and allow
that is here to, here to give me the message. Right. So like my thinking just makes me go in circles, but my ability to tap into the spirit is what allows me to like take the actions that move me.
Yeah. It's almost like, they always call it like inspired action. You get this little nudge.
Inspired is too. Inspired is also inspirited.
That's true.
Inspiration. Yeah.
Really is. Yeah. I mean, sometimes spirit, the other day Spirit, I got all this stuff going on, and they're like, make a plan. I'm like, I thought I wasn't making plans. You know, I have these conversations like they're my buddies, you know, thought I wasn't making plans anymore. I thought I was going with the flow. You know, you can talk to your guides because they are your buddies. If you think of them as friends, you can go back and forth and like, you know, Tina, there's a lesson in this, you know, they talk to you so gently, and here I am, they're being all sassy. But they're like, you know what? If you put together, they talk about how when you write, you are actually making an action.
Yeah.
Even if you write things down, that's an action. I'm like,
totally.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Sorry.
The spirits are so smart. I'm just like, dude, I'm just going to copy what y'all say and then I'll look smart. Like, that's basically what it is.
Can you just write this for me?
Yeah, like let me cheat off your
here
let
to
me
be
cheat
human.
Off your
oh,
let
come
me cheat
on.
Off your test, man.
Just give me all the answers.
Yeah,
give me some numbers, Spirit.
Give me, numbers. Give me them lottery numbers.
I know.
Well, is there anything else that you wanted to touch on before we?
I don't think so. I appreciate being on here and just having a nice conversation. That was a lot of fun.
It's been great.
Yeah, I think we had some good combo.
Yeah, definitely. I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, no problem. It was enjoyable.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you.
Enjoy talking to people on the same level, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We should do it again.
Okay.
Let's see if
anytime,
anyone,
just give me a call.
Anytime you have people that have questions, it'll be fun to do. I don't think we really got to that. But I think
you know
we
what?
Covered a
some
lot.
Of the questions were like, you know, I must be evil, you know, because I'm tapping and tuning into
oh,
the devil.
That's the worst. I just end up telling those people, yes, I am evil and I am the devil. Have
yeah,
a great
like,
week.
Or like, you know, astral traveling, you're going outside of your body, you're going to get taken. You know?
I'm just like, dude, I already been taken. I was taken for the whole first 33 years of my life.
Yeah.
So, you know, been there, done it.
Yeah.
Like,
been there.
The thing about hell is that I make it for myself, and I have lived in hell. I've been there. And so when people are like, well, aren't you afraid that you're going to go to hell? I'm like, no, I'm not. Cause I came from that motherfucker and I'm headed in a direction that's different. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. We ourselves create our own reality in that way.
Yeah. And I can make a hell of heaven and a heaven of hell.
That's true.
Yep.
We have choices every day. Choices.
Every day. That's a great note to end on. Tina, thank you so much for coming on. It's been great talking to you. And
I
hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Enjoy.
Thank you. You too. Do you experience weird shit? Do your parents not like to tell their friends about what you do in the woods? Do you make more friends in a graveyard than you do at a party populated by living humans? Do you have interactions with beings that are not strictly considered human? Do other people look at you like you're crazy when you mention talking to trees in casual conversation? If you fist pumped or even just answered yes to any of these questions, you may be a nightbird. So let's sing together. If you'd like to come on the show and flap your gums with me, share your stories,
or just talk about the malleable nature of reality for a while, then send me an email at tim@nightbirdpodcast.com. That's tim@nightbirdpodcast.com. I'd love to have you on the show. But until then, I gotta fly. But before I go, let me say this. Remember, you are never alone. I believe you.